Now, boys and girls, I've brought along with me this morning two of these here. What are they, Adam?
Candy
canes or candy sticks or whatever. I've two of them, and there's two spies in this meeting this morning. I'm not telling you who the spies are. I've already picked them. But there's a candy cane for the best boy, and there's a candy cane for the best girl. So you've got to really sit up, really listen well, and maybe answer well as well. And they're watching out these spies, and at the end of our meeting, they'll give out these candy canes. One to the best boy, one to the best girl. I don't know if we should give one to mum or dad or not. I don't think so. We'll just give them to the boys and the girls. But boys and girls, I have brought these candy canes with me this morning because they would remind us all of some very important Bible lessons, very important gospel lessons. And it's those lessons I want you to think about in our special family service this morning. Now, if you turn the candy cane up like that, it reminds you of a particular letter of the alphabet. Yes, is it Billy? J, that's right, J. And J reminds us of a very special person in the Bible. Who would that person be? Ella? The Lord Jesus Christ. He was the one that was born in Bethlehem. We hear about him at this time of the year. And he was God's son. He was special. And he was almighty. And he was all powerful. There's nothing that the Lord Jesus Christ could not do while he was here on earth. And he came for a very special purpose, a very special reason. I've read about that reason in our verse today, Matthew 1, verse 21. What do you think that purpose, that reason was for Jesus coming to this world? Who can tell me? What was the special reason? Is it Holly? To save us from our sins. That says there in Matthew 1, verse 21, there you have the angel speaking to Joseph about Mary. And he says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. So you remember the letter J reminds you of Jesus who came to save us from our sins. But you know, in this candy cane, there's two colors. There's white. It's mostly all white. There's some red as well. But the white, boys and girls, reminds us of something very special about the Lord Jesus. It reminds us about the purity of the Lord Jesus. What do you think we mean by that when we talk about the purity of the Lord Jesus Christ? Who can tell me? Harry? Well, there's something that Jesus never had. Who can tell me? Harry? No sin. When we talk about the purity of the Lord Jesus, we mean that Jesus had no sin. The Bible says he knew no sin. Jesus never said a bad word. He never did a wrong deed. He never thought a wrong thought because he was the Son of God, miraculously conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary by the Holy Spirit. He was without sin. As you think about Jesus at this time of the year, remember, he was sinless. And how unlike we are, or the Lord Jesus Christ is from you and I. He is totally different from you and I and all the rest of mankind because we all have sinned. We all have sinned, the Bible says, and come short of the glory of God in thought, in word, and in deed. That's something we're all are guilty of except Jesus Christ. And what is sin? Sin's the breaking of God's law, God's commandments. That's something we all are guilty of. Our sin is grieving to God because God is holy. God is without sin. And our sin separates us from God. Our sin, the Bible tells us, condemns us to a lost eternity in that place which the Bible calls hell, that place of everlasting punishment for sin. And boys and girls and mums and dads and grown-ups today, unless our sins are forgiven by God, our sins will keep us out of God's heaven. So we see how serious a thing sin is. But when you look at the Lord Jesus Christ and when you see the white of the candy cane, you remember the Lord Jesus Christ was pure. The Lord Jesus Christ was without sin. But there's another color in our candy cane this morning. It is the color of red. Who can tell me what the red stands for? Anna? The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that reminds us, boys and girls and grown-ups, of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ upon the cross of Calvary for our sins. The Bible says that Christ died for our sins. You can read about that sacrifice in Isaiah 53, verse 5. It says he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Boys and girls and grown-ups in the morning, or in the meeting this morning, it is only by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ alone that you and I can be saved from our sins. There's no other way. But through the sacrifice, the red here reminds us of the sacrifice of Jesus. Only through that sacrifice can you and I be saved from our sins. The Bible speaks of the Lord Jesus and says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. So the white reminds us of the purity of Christ. The red reminds us of the sacrifice of Christ. But boys and girls, I want you to think about the white again in our candy cane this morning. Because that also reminds us of the cleansing away of our sins when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our own and personal Savior. And my, whenever you repent of your sins and put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, then your sins before God are washed away. They're blotted out before God. The Bible says the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sins. In Psalm 51, you have David praying to God about his sin. And this is what he prays. He says, wash me and I shall be whiter than the snow. It snowed a few weeks ago and the countryside was all covered in white. And that reminds us of how our sins are cleansed away, boys and girls and mums and dads and grown-ups. When you repent of your sins and put your trust in the Lord Jesus. And you know what? He forgives them all. When you trust Jesus as your Savior, not one sin is left unforgiven. All your sins are forgiven by God. Listen to what David says in Psalm 103, verse 3. Says of the Lord, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. And my, when you trust Jesus to be your Savior, then God will forgive all your sins. So J reminds you of Jesus. The white speaks of the purity of Jesus. The red speaks of the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus. The white also reminds us of how our sins can be all cleansed away before God when we repent and trust Jesus as our Savior. But boys and girls, there's other lessons from our candy stick this morning as well. If you turn it upside down like that, what does it remind you of? You might see elderly people maybe using them at times. Maybe. Who can tell me? Is it Nina? Jesse? Well, not the shepherd's stick. Something else that somebody might lean on. Who can tell me? Nina? A cane or a walking stick. Is that right? Sometimes you see people leaning on a walking stick. And I have a walking stick here with me this morning. It's a good blackthorn stick. And sometimes you see people, maybe older people, whatever, leaning on the stick. It helps them walk along wherever they're going. They lean upon that stick and it helps them get about, boys and girls. You know what that reminds us of? That reminds us, yes, of a walking stick when you see it like that with the handle right over like that. And boys and girls and mums and dads, when you're saved, you can lean upon the Lord Jesus Christ to help you live the Christian life. You read about John in the Gospels, and the Bible says he was leaning on Jesus' bosom. He depended upon the Lord. And Paul said of the Lord, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth him. And when you're saved, you can depend upon the Lord Jesus, his grace, his strength, to help you live the Christian life at home, at school, at play, at work, wherever you go in life, when you've trusted Jesus as your Savior. Yes, when you put the candy cane up like that, it reminds you of a walking stick. But then it reminds us of something else that Jesse's already mentioned. What was it, Jesse? A shepherd's crook or a shepherd's staff is right. And I have a shepherd's staff. I've actually got two here this morning. But we'll just use this one here. It's a metal one. This is a shepherd's crook, a shepherd's staff, and the shepherd would use this whenever he's working with the sheep. But boys and girls, I have this crook with me here this morning because it reminds us when you're saved that you can know God's direction in your life. The shepherd can use this crook to guide and direct the sheep along and into the fold, into the shed, or wherever he wants them to go. And you know, whenever you are saved, whenever you have trusted the Lord as your Savior, you can depend upon God to direct you in your life and to guide you in your life. And the Lord gives a wonderful promise to all of his people. He says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. How do you think God will teach us his way for our lives? What book has God given us to show us the way that he wants us to go? Anybody from here? Anybody else different? Anyone else different? The Bible is rightly. God has given us this book to guide us and direct us. And one of the Psalms, the psalmist calls the Bible a lamp. I have an oil lamp here. And the electric goes out in your home. You can put a match to this. You can light the wick. There's a globe for it. And it lights up the room. Makes it nice and bright. You can see where you're going. And you'll not trip and you'll not fall. It's a lamp. It's an oil lamp. And David in Psalm 119 refers to God's word as a lamp. He says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And it's by reading the Bible day by day as a Christian when you're saved that God can guide you and God can direct you in the way that he'll have you to go. But there's another way as well that God can direct us and guide us. Not just through his word, but something else. It's a great privilege of being a Christian, of being saved. Anybody different? Anyone else? Ella, by prayer is right. I have a phone with me. It's a mobile phone. It's an old phone. It doesn't work now. But when you phone somebody, you talk to them, isn't that right? You ring up the number, you text them or whatever, and you contact them, and you talk to them. You communicate with them, isn't that right? Well, boys and girls and mums and dads, when we're saved, we want to know God's guidance in our life. We've got to talk to God in prayer. And Jesus said that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And we should talk to God every day. Commit the day to God in prayer and ask for God's guidance and direction in our life. And that's the wonderful privilege of being saved, being a Christian. You can talk to God in the good times and in the difficult times. Yes, boys and girls, the shepherd's crook reminds us of direction, how God can direct our lives by prayer, by reading the Bible. But you know, the shepherd also would use the crook for protection as well, for protecting a sheep, maybe for warding off animals or other wild beasts that might attack the sheep or cause harm or danger. He can use them to protect the sheep. You know, that reminds us of as well, whenever we're saved, whenever we've trusted Jesus to be our Savior, you can depend upon the Lord day by day to protect you and to be with you. One of the great titles that you read about concerning the Lord Jesus is found in Matthew 1, verse 23. And it says, they shall call his name Emmanuel. What's being interpreted is God with us. And when you're saved, when you've trusted the Lord Jesus to be your Savior, the Lord will be with you day by day. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He'll always be there with you. And then one day he'll bring you safely into heaven. The shepherd uses the crook to pull the sheep into the fold, bring them safely in. When you trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior, no matter how young you are, no matter how old you are, the Lord one day will take you into heaven. He says in John 10, verse 28, he says, I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hands. When you see the candy cane, not only does Jay remind you about Jesus, you see it like that, you're reminded of how you can depend upon the Lord to live the Christian life. And how the Lord can guide us like a shepherd with his crook. And how the Lord can protect us. And how the Lord can bring us all safely into heaven when we know him and trust him as our Savior. You know, boys and girls, when you're at school, maybe in English class, You'll be taught how to read and to write and things like that. But when you want something, maybe you're writing it in a letter or whatever, you write out to somebody else what you want, and then you'll put a wee mark at the end of what you're asking for. What is that wee mark in English? What is it like? That's a bit like it. What's it like? It comes at the end of what you're asking for when you write it in a book. What is it? Yes? A question mark. Is that right? A question mark. Yes? And you do your English and you ask for something and write it down in a book or a page, you'll put a question mark at the end. That'll be your punctuation. Isn't that right? You'll put a question mark at the end. But you know, as we finish this morning, boys and girls and mums and dads, aunts and uncles and grandparents, as you think of the candy cane and the question mark, there's a question I want to put to everyone the meeting this morning, young and old alike, and really two questions, very important questions. The questions are this. Tell me today, are you saved from your sins? Are you ready to go to heaven? And if you're not, then I urge you today to come to the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Confess your sins to Him. Thank Him for dying for you upon the cross of Calvary. And ask Him to save you from your sins. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Wouldn't it be wonderful if this Christmas Eve you trusted the Lord as your Savior? You, your sins forgiven. You, what it is to be saved from your sins. You, what it was to be made ready for heaven and to receive the greatest of all gifts, the gift of God's so great salvation. So thank you all for listening so well this morning, boys and girls. And I pray God will bless His word to all our hearts.